Islamic Revolution's capacities for building new Islamic civilization. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are in the 10 days done, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The great leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, pursued loftier and vaster ideals than foundation of an Islamic establishment. His ideal, which has been also insisted upon and pursued by his successor, Ayatollah Khamenei, is the creation of the new Islamic civilization. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, "The great and important message of our revolution for the Islamic Ummah and Muslim communities and nations is the revival of the Islamic identity, return to Islam, awakening of Muslims, and return to the Islamic uprising. This is the great message of our revolution to the Muslim nations," which Imam Khomeini was the great leader of this path and the great teacher of this course and school. Many thinkers have spoken on the features of civilization. French researcher Paul Roberts believes that civilization is a set of social phenomena including religious, ethical, scientific, technical, aesthetic, and artistic phenomena which grow and improve in a great community. However, civilization derives from civil and city. Verbally, it means civil life versus barbaric and primitive life, which is devoid of law and order. But what is the new Islamic civilization as one of the goals and ideals of the Islamic Revolution? The new Islamic civilization is seeking a society in which the individual will grow in both material and spiritual dimensions. He or she will enjoy a happy and dignified life while having the power, free will, and innovation to build the world. This civilization will be based on the principles of the Quran and the Islamic instructions. It intends to make humans happy in every time and place. In view of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei, the Islamic civilization refers to a historic and substantive reality that occurred during the time of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and spread afterwards. With the start of the prophethood of the Prophet and spread of the light of Islam, a new image of civilization was demonstrated with unique features. It was originated in the Arabian Peninsula, a land with little, if any, manifestation of civilization in that dark era in the world. At that time, the famous civilizations of Iran, Rome, and Greece were in decline. Inspired with the teachings of Islam, Muslims founded a civilization which created developments in thoughts, beliefs, sciences, arts, industries, politics, social relations, economy, culture, and military security affairs. This civilization took good features of other civilizations and added a lot to the human heritage. Creation of open cultural atmosphere, spread of ethical order and discipline, rule of spirituality, importance of thought as a principle, increase of welfare and living standards, refraining from ethnic and tribal prejudices, superiority of altruism and solidarity over egotism, development and promotion of knowledge and etiquette, serious care for the poor and the needy were the outstanding features of the Islamic civilization during the first centuries of the emergence of Islam. The Islamic civilization never restricted itself to a specific ethnicity or race. Therefore, Arabs, Iranians, Turks, Indians, Chinese, Mongols, Africans, and Romans had a share in the thriving of this civilization and considered it their own. Moreover, this civilization deemed a very lofty status for knowledge thanks to the insistence and encouragement of the Noble Quran, the Prophet of Islam, and his infallible successors on the issue. Historian George Sarton says, "The achievement of this magnitude of care for knowledge was that Muslims took over the scientific leadership in the world. From the second half of the 2nd century AH till 5th century AH, that is, for 350 years, they were the sole leader of knowledge. During the following 250 years, too, they were the pioneers of knowledge in the world alongside Christians. Promotion of ethics among Muslims was another feature of the Islamic civilization, which brought about forbearance and tolerance towards brothers in faith. Specialists of civilization maintain that ethics are among the basic principles of the Islamic civilization." One of the goals of the Islamic Revolution for building of the Islamic civilization is to set the ground in which Muslims minimize differences and maximize factors of unity and brotherhood. The recommendations of Ayatollah Khamenei on unity and bolstering common points among Muslims can be evaluated in the same category. Revival of the Islamic civilization does not mean to return to the past. It rather means to benefit from the assets of the past civilization in the modern world, and the Islamic Revolution can play the key role in this regard due to its numerous capacities. The new Islamic civilization tells us that religion is not in contrast with development and advancement. On the contrary, through seeking of justice and equality, it can bring about economic, social, and political development for everyone. It maintains that deep class gaps and the rule of rebels, godless governments, should be ended, and justice should be the basis for every action. There is no place for the anti-human Western culture and civilization in the Islamic civilization.